Sons of Champlin on KCBR with For Imagination's Sake. And this is Jim Allen here. Finals Week Madness now continues on KCPR Radio as we go live and direct to the room 229 of the Graphic Arts Building, which is the men's bathroom right across the hall. And Ron Spaulding, the KCPR roving correspondent for this evening, is over there. Ron, come in.
Yes, Jim. This is also known as the three-seat auditorium for KCPR.
And which seat are you on right now?
Well, I'm not in any particular seat, but I have two gentlemen with me that are currently occupied. Have you ever heard of Jim Allen?
Jim Allen, does he have a big nose?
Yeah, he does. Have you ever heard of Phil Edwards?
I was just reading about him.
He was running for dog catcher.
He's so dumb.
According to Jim, he's running for dog catcher. Are you going to vote for him?
A vote for Phil Edwards. Phil Edwards is a vote for dogs.
It's a vote for dogs, yes. Okay, how about Marv Miller? You ever heard of Marv Miller?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Ron?
Yes?
Before we get too far into this, I wonder if you might describe some of the scenery over there.
Well, we have with us two gentlemen that are currently occupied in this three-seat standing room for three people arena.
Do I get to say my name on the radio?
Yeah. Would you like to say your name?
Yeah, I'm Heavy Hubert.
Heavy Hubert.
Right.
Why don't you tell us, Heavy Hubert, what it looks like in here?
You don't really want me to say that on the radio, do you?
All those white things on the wall is terrible.
Oh, he wants to know about those white things on the wall.
White things. The diplomas?
Yes. There's journalism diplomas out here. Sir, what's your name?
Peter Kamenzig.
Is it really? And have you ever heard of Jim Allen?
I think he's my roommate.
Have you ever heard of Marv Miller?
Hey, isn't that guy on TV?
Yeah, he is, sure. Uh-huh.
I just had an idea here, Ron. Instead of the four of us talking, why don't we open the phone lines right now, too, and we'll make it a big conference call.
Okay.
Okay, you call us now at 544-4640, and you can join in this conversation over the air. Go ahead.
Jim?
Yes?
We'd like to read some stuff on the wall here for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
All right, excuse me, I have to defecate.
Okay. In here, we have some really interesting stuff. Now, there's something about a Bermuda Triangle. I'm sure you're all familiar with the Bermuda Triangle.
Keep it clean now.
But they wiped it off this week, and I can't see it anymore. Oh, well, they went to the Bermuda Triangle. But Phil Edwards got lost in it. This is one of the things that we want to tell you about. The guys are there. You know what they call those things back there, the white things on the wall? Texas T-shirts. Now, we might... Yes?
Nixon T-shirts?
Oh, uh-huh. Jim, do you have any questions to ask right now? Jim?
Oh, are you calling me?
Wait a minute. Now, I'm in the bathroom. We can't catch you in the bathroom when
I was on the phone. I have a gentleman with me right now who wants to talk here on the phone with us.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me out there?
I sure can.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I was just sitting here doing some homework, and I was listening to your show, and you're talking in the bathroom there?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good.
Okay, well...
Have you guys changed your format in the past couple of years and what you put on the air?
For sure.
A couple months?
Definitely.
You bet.
Because I've been noticing you guys play a lot more of the, I'd say, pop music more than, you know, the freaky stuff.
It's called contemporary music.
Yeah. We're trying to play the more popular...